the false assumptions of science. Although the revolution in the way we think of ourselves began nearly 100 years ago, to average people going about their daily routines, it may have gone unnoticed. The change that it brings to our fast-paced lives of day planners, internet relationships, and reality TV, it's happening on such a subtle level that few people may have even noticed that it's begun. You probably haven't read about it in the morning newspaper, for example. It's unlikely that the question of reality itself has been the hot topic of conversation in your weekly staff meetings or at the office water cooler. That is, unless you're a scientist working to understand the nature of that reality. For these people, the revolution is like a huge earthquake that registers off the scale while it levels some of the most sacred beliefs of science. Its effects are thundering through their laboratories, their classrooms, and textbooks like a never-ending sonic boom. In its wake, it's leaving a wide swath of outdated teachings and the painful reevaluation of long-held beliefs and even entire careers. Although it may seem to be a quiet revolution to some people, the transformation that this reality revolution brings to our lives has erupted with a force unmatched by anything in our past. The reason is because the same discoveries that have sparked the questions have also led to the conclusion that the facts we've trusted for over 300 years to explain the universe and our role in it are flawed. They're based upon two assumptions that have been proven to be absolutely false. The first of those assumptions is that the space between things is empty. New discoveries now tell us that this simply is not true. The second false assumption is that our inner experiences of feeling and belief have no effect upon the world beyond our bodies, and this has been proven absolutely false as well. Paradigm-shattering experiments published in leading-edge peer-reviewed journals prove that we are bathed in a field of intelligent energy that fills what used to be thought of as that empty space. Beyond any reasonable doubt, additional discoveries show that this field responds to us. It rearranges itself in the presence of our heart-based feelings and beliefs, and this is the revolution that changes everything. Okay, you're saying, we've heard all of this before. It's naive and maybe even arrogant to suggest that the universe is in any way affected by our personal beliefs. It just cannot be that simple. As a scientist trained in the conventional ways that science has viewed our world in the past, 22 years ago, I would have agreed with you. At first blush, there appears to be nothing in our traditional way of seeing the world that allows for our inner beliefs to do much of anything at all, let alone change the universe itself. That is, however, until we begin to examine what the new discoveries are showing us about our world. Although the results of reality-bending research have been published in leading-edge technical journals, they're often shared in the language of scientification that masks the power of their meaning to a non-scientific person. And that's where our revolution comes in. Suddenly, we don't need the language of science to tell us that we're a powerful part of our world. Our everyday lives show us. I suspect that future generations will see our time in history as the turning point when the conditions of the world forced us to discover how the universe really works and accept our interactive role in it. Rather than following the first three centuries of scientific imagery that portrayed us as powerless victims in life, the new science suggests just the opposite. In the late 1990s and early 2000s, for example, scientists revealed the following facts. Fact number one, the universe, our world, and our bodies are made of a shared field of energy that was scientifically recognized in the 20th century and is now identified by names that include the field, the quantum hologram, the mind of God, nature's mind, the matrix, and the divine matrix. Fact number two, in the field of the divine matrix, things that have been connected physically and then separated act as if they are still connected through a phenomenon known as quantum entanglement. Fact number three, human DNA directly influences what happens in the divine matrix in a way that appears to defy the laws of time and space. Fact number four, human feeling, emotions, and belief directly changes the DNA that influences what happens in that matrix. And fact number five, when we change our beliefs about our bodies and our world, the divine matrix translates that change into the reality of our lives. Well, with these and similar discoveries in mind, now we must ask ourselves the question that is perhaps the most revealing of all. Are we born with a natural ability to create and modify our bodies and our world? And if so, then we must be willing to ask the next question, what responsibility do we have to use our birth-given power in the presence of what experts tell us are the greatest threats to the future of our lives, our world, and even our species in history? Now is the time. Clearly, we don't know all there is to know about how the universe works and our role in it. Honestly, we still don't even know for certain how it began or what caused it. While new studies will undoubtedly reveal greater insights, we could wait for another 100 years and still not know all the answers. A growing consensus of scientists, however, suggests that we simply may not have that long. Powerful voices in the scientific community, like Sir Martin Rees, professor of astrophysics at the University of Cambridge, suggest that we only have what he calls a 50-50 chance of surviving the 21st century without a major setback. While we've always had natural disasters to contend with, a new class of threats that Rees calls human-induced threats now have to be taken into account as well. Emerging studies, such as those reported in Scientific American's special issue titled Crossroads for Planet Earth in September of 2005, echo Rees's warning, telling us that the next 50 years will be decisive in determining whether the human race, now entering what they call a unique period in its history, can ensure the best possible future for itself. In a series of essays written by experts in fields that range from global health and energy consumption to sustainable lifestyles, the consensus is that we simply cannot continue life in the same way that we have in the past. We cannot continue with the way we use energy, the direction of technology, and an ever-expanding population if we expect to survive another 100 years. Complicating all of these problems is the growing threat of a world war that is driven, at least in part, by the competition for the same disappearing resources that define the essays. Perhaps the uniqueness of our time is best described by Harvard University biologist E. O. Wilson. He states that we're about to enter what he calls the bottleneck in time, when both our resources and our ability to solve the problems of our day will be pushed to their limits. Well, the good news, echoed by the experts, however, is that if decision makers can get the framework right, the future of humanity, they say, will be secured by thousands of mundane decisions. It's usually in mundane matters that the most profound advances are made. Without a doubt, there are countless decisions that each of us will be asked to make in the near future. I cannot help thinking, however, that one of the most profound and perhaps the simplest will be the decision to embrace what the new science has shown us about who we are and our role in the universe. If we can accept the powerful evidence that consciousness itself and our role in that consciousness are the missing links in the theories of how reality works, then everything changes. And in that change, we begin anew. This makes us part of rather than separate from all that we see and experience, and that is why this revolution is so powerful. It writes us, all of humankind, right back into the equation of the universe. It also writes us into the role of solving the great crises of our day, rather than leaving them to a future generation or simply to fate. As architects of our reality, with the power to literally rearrange the atoms of matter itself, what problem cannot be solved? What solution could possibly be beyond our reach? The power to choose is the power to change. By its nature, the exploration of belief is a journey that's deeply personal. Each of us has developed a little different take on our own beliefs, while finding a way to fit them into the collective beliefs of our culture, religious teachings, family, and friends. And since belief is such an intimate experience, there are probably as many ideas about what belief is as there are people having the beliefs. Through topics covered in this book, I'm inviting you on a new and possibly very different way of thinking about yourself, your life, and your world. For some people, this way of seeing things is a challenge to everything they've been taught, while for others, it tweaks their curiosity just enough to launch them onto a new path of self-discovery. The Spontaneous Healing of Belief is written with one purpose in mind, and that is to share an empowering message of hope and possibility in a world where we're often led to feel hopeless and powerless. The Sufi poet Rumi once described the curious nature of our relationship to reality, saying we are the mirror and the face in the mirror. We are the sweet cold water and the jar that pours the water. With an eloquent simplicity, Rumi reminds us that we are continuously creating reality, sometimes consciously and sometimes unconsciously, and doing so while we experience what we've already created. In other words, we're the artists as well as the art, suggesting that we have the power to modify and change our lives today while also choosing how we create them anew tomorrow. While for some people these empowering analogies are a refreshing new way to view the world, for others they shake the foundation of long-held tradition. It's not unusual to see leading-edge scientists reluctant to acknowledge the implications of their own research when it reveals that we are, in fact, powerful creators in the universe. When I share this irony with live audiences, it's often received with a response that echoes a classic line from the film A Few Good Men. In the powerful 1992 drama, Guantanamo Bay Base Commander Colonel Nathan Jessup, played by Jack Nicholson, is under courtroom examination by Lieutenant Daniel Caffey, played by Tom Cruise. When he is asked for the truth regarding the mysterious death of a U.S. serviceman at the base, he acknowledges that his answer would be too much for the people in the courtroom to bear. As Jessup's response echoes throughout the silence of the courtroom, we hear the timeless words, "You can't handle the truth." We may find that those words beautifully describe the greatest challenge of our time in history. Can we handle the truth that we've asked ourselves to discover? Do we have the courage to accept who we are in the universe and the role that our existence implies? If the answer to this question is yes, then we must also accept the responsibility that comes with knowing we can change the world by changing ourselves. We've already seen that the widely held beliefs of hate, separation, and fear can destroy our bodies and our world faster than we could ever imagine. Maybe all we need is a little shift in the way we think of ourselves to recognize that we are cosmic artists, expressing our deepest beliefs on the quantum canvas of the universe. What are the chances that by changing the destructive beliefs of our past into life-affirming beliefs of healing and peace today, that we can change the world of today and the future as well? We may not have to ask ourselves this question much longer. New discoveries about the power of belief suggests that we're all about to find out.